This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, Bismarck, North Dakota, Bismarck Event Center. And I want Tonda, the radio god Mitchell, to know.
Yes?
That it still says Bismarck Civic Center on a part of this building, so you can...
I know, on the north wall. That's why I refuse to apologize for any slip. And as long as that still says that, and I'm sure it does in other parts, too.
Why do you give me grief every time I...
Because you always say Fighting Sioux, and we're an affiliate, that's why.
Where? Bismarck what? No, there's no Bismarck Civic Center.
Just trying to get you with the times.
I just saw a guy walk by, speaking of the Fighting Sioux, with a jacket I'd pay $1,000 for if I had it. Like a jean jacket with Fighting... And he said I said, where did you get that? He said, I've had it since I was in college, graduated with Ed Schaefer. It's been around for a while, but it's a sharp-looking jacket, I'll tell you. Absolutely incredible.
And no amount of money in the world is going to pry that off him, so forget it.
All right, we didn't get a chance to get to many calls last hour. We did get some texts in, but we do welcome your calls, questions, and comments all hour long for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. He might be Washington's busiest guy right now. Scott in Bismarck sent a note. Do you know if they sold the last batch the other day? I have a friend from Sioux Falls that was going to be in town and looking to go to see Donald Trump. Here's what I know. They're incrementally finding tickets and putting them at either Ticketmaster or the Bismarck Event Center, but it's literally like twos and fours as they adjust the room. So I would just keep trying with the Bismarck Event Center. If you're in town, get here. Otherwise, check online at Bismarck or Ticketmaster.com. But it's going to be really difficult to get a ticket at this point. It really is. Unless you come sign up for the conference. You want to go so bad you want to be at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, which is great. You're learning a ton. I mean, all the experts of the industry are here. They still are signing up folks this morning by the 100. So come on
in
for that.
I have one ticket, so if it is completely sold out and you want one ticket, I'll auction it off for charity. So
there you go. That's exactly right. We'll be doing that. Congressman Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall time on the program. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. What's on your mind, Congressman Cramer?
Well, I was just thinking about the Todd Mitchell Sustainability Fund as a charity. Is that, didn't he say, he's an auction and off for charity? I just want to know where the money's going.
What's the charity, Todd?
I can have another night of charity. To which I pledged Gene Greener's $2,000 in the stiletto race in Mandan 4th of July parade. Before the 4th of July parade, the WAC MS people. That's my mother is multiple. So no, it is not the Buy Todd Mitchell a Pizza Fund, although tempting. If I form my own little nonprofit, maybe I could... I wouldn't do that to people.
If I do one, I do Big Boy Fly Style, the pizza burger Big Boy, you know. And
maybe I should do that. Put a picture of you at a GoFundMe page.
There you
and
go.
Start it up and see what happens.
Right by Big Boy. That's what I would do.
Exactly.
Besides that, Congressman Cramer, what is on your mind?
Well, there's a lot going on. My goodness. I feel a little bit like I've been drinking from a fire hose lately, but it's all good. It's all good for North Dakota. North Dakota is certainly in the limelight out in Washington these days with the preparation for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference speech by the presumptive Republican nominee tomorrow. So pretty exciting stuff. And what's sort of interesting, I guess, about that and the timing of that is yesterday we began debate on the energy and water appropriations bill and the whole bunch of amendments that are lining up that we'll be voting on. Three different vote series today to try and get that done, as well as voting appoint conferees to a conference committee for the energy infrastructure bill that would pass both the House and the Senate. So there's a lot of energy action, if you will, in Washington this this week, as well as Mr. Trump going to Bismarck.
You said presumptive nominee, and I know I hear that word a lot, and I think that's kind of the official term until the election when he is actually the nominee, but Donald Trump's the nominee, right?
He's the only one left standing, right? He's after winning last night in Washington State, he's within a couple handful, I think, of delegates to claim the prize.
And
right, he's the nominee.
The recognition of that seems to be growing by the minute. I know there's a big report this morning that Paul Ryan was set to endorse, and then they came out and said, nothing new here. We're still, where we are. We don't have plans for an event or anything, but I don't know what's going on there exactly. But it looks like more and more people really seem to be rallying around the Trump brand.
Oh, yeah, there's no question at all. Several people, certainly several members of Congress, other leaders, industry leaders, job creators, no question that they're rallying around Mr. Trump. You know, you saw the NRA endorsed him, and some of the labor unions are getting behind him now. So, yeah, there's no question that momentum's building. And I don't know, Speaker Ryan, yeah, there's been a lot of talk about that and about his endorsement, pending endorsement. I think some of it is he did make some comments on the last day or so relative to, given the choice and, talking a little bit about the bitterness of the campaign, but there's a lot of anxiety he just clearly seems to be, and I shouldn't say, I haven't talked to him about it, but, I can see why people are concluding he seems to be preparing for an endorsement.
What do you anticipate as the chief energy advisor and presumptive energy secretary? Presumptive energy secretary. That's how we're going to start introducing Congressman Cramer now.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, the presumptive secretary of energy, Congressman Kevin Cramer. What will we hear from Mr. Trump tomorrow?
Yeah, I think you're going to hear. I don't know for sure, and I've certainly provided him a lot of my thoughts, and I think as well as other people's thoughts. I think you're going to hear, given where he is going, given the event he's speaking at. I think you're going to hear a lot of emphasis on oil and gas industry and policies in the context, I think, of sort of the global picture. The juxtaposition of his candidacy, the fact that the crude oil export ban was finally lifted after 40 years of dumb policies, the fact that we were able to get the president to actually sign it. That's part of the formula, but the next half of the formula is okay. How does this position us in the world? What are the national security implications? I think you're gonna, just knowing what I know about Mr. Trump and the areas that he's interested in, and America First always being his at the heart of his public policies. That's what I would expect to hear him talk a lot about, oil and gas, both as a job creator and a wealth creator, as well as a tool of peace in our world.
Let's get to some calls here for Congressman Kevin Cramer, Tim and Edgley, Gordon and Bismarck on deck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, my question for you, Congressman, is are you aware of this investigation that's going on at the CME and the drastic fluctuation in the cattle markets that's going on? And it's really affecting us ranchers out here. I was very disappointed in your stand on the country of origin labeling, because I believe the two are quite entwined. These packers, these meat packers in the United States, are slowly monopolizing the meat market, and that's to the detriment of the U.S. ranchers and cattlemen. And I'll hang up and wait for your answers.
Sure. I'm not familiar with the CME investigation, but I'll try to learn more about it maybe even before the end of the show. And I have been watching the fluctuation in the markets a little bit with regard to the country of origin labeling. That was over. We were found in non-compliance by the World Trade Organization, and we can argue whether they should have that kind of authority or not. But that's part of what Donald Trump talks about when he talks about large trade deals that put other people in charge of our own industries. Now, when you negotiate, of course, you give something as you take something, but country of origin labeling was found to be illegal by the WTO court, and it was appealed multiple times until the point where there were no more appeals left, and all we could do to ensure that we could avoid any type of penalty or reparations was to change the change the law. So that's what we did in both the House and the Senate.
Appreciate that, Tim. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim. We'll try to find out more about the CMA.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I don't know what's going on there. And make a note, Matt, if you would, the great Rivate, for us to follow up on that next week for Tim. Gordon and Bismarck, quick question. We'll get the answer on the other side of the break. Go ahead.
Morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
I'm doing well. Say, I have a question. Have you signed on to the impeachment of the IRS commissioner? And then I have another question.
Yeah, I believe I did, but let me follow up to make sure. I know I signed a letter earlier in support of it. I believe I'm a co-sponsor of the legislation, the impeachment of the IRS.
And then I want to know your thoughts on these four lying lawyers that work for the DOJ on this immigration thing. What your thoughts are on that?
All right, but say the first part of that again. Four lying what?
These four lying lawyers.
Lawyers. Got it. Okay, we'll do that on the other side of the break. And I got to ask you about the VA deal, too. That and more coming up on What's On Your Mind.
The Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoos, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Walking into a Petro Strip USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a Petro Strip USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza. A 20-ounce drink of your choice and two of those fresh baked cookies. Four items, $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including Giant Seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey king-size candy bars, $1.09. Big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water, yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express, Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese, your choice, $2.99. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Basic Petroleum Conference. I'm Scott Hedlund, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. for you to tell us what's on your mind and chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who is here all hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We also are brought to you today in part by our friends at AE2S. And one of the things we do with AE2S is they're at a number of conferences around the state, and we come along to some of them. Is this one we're always at, and they happen to be here as well. And we learn a little bit about what they're doing as well. And Grant Slick is the general manager of AE2S Operations. Joined us a little earlier to talk about some of the things that they are doing for communities out there. And nice to have you back.
Thank you.
So let's talk about design build, some things you guys are doing. Where what does design build mean?
It basically, we offer our clients on some of the large water infrastructure projects that we're doing. We will basically take the project from conception through the engineering, procurement, and construction phases, and then we'll also do some of the operations depending on what the client would like. But so basically, the client has a kind of a one-stop shop for all of their design, build, and implementation phases. So you have one guy to talk with during the entire series of getting some of these big water infrastructure projects up to operations. So,
and turnkey almost, right?
Right, exactly.
We're just going to do this for you, hassle free.
Yep.
And example of a project you're working on right now in that area?
So we're working on several projects out in the Williston Basin. There's some very large, like 100 mile produced water gathering systems, and all of those produced water gathering systems gather the water from the individual oil pads and bring it back to saltwater injection wells. And so basically, we're doing everything from the E&P company's oil pads all the way through the disposal process, and basically design, right-of-way procurement, construction, getting it all done. They don't have to worry about any of it.
Interesting. That is neat. Another company out there called... a company, I guess, folks that are in the industry are familiar with, Hillstone Environmental, a company focused on water infrastructure solutions for the oil and gas industry. And what they do is they plan, they finance, they execute, own and operate assets in an effective and efficient way for their clients. And this is a company you guys are working with as well, right?
Correct. Yep. We work very closely with Hillstone, both in the Williston Basin and also over in the Marcellus and down in Texas in the Permian and the Eagle Ford plays. So we're doing several design build type projects for Hillstone, and we partner with them on the projects as well. So basically taking the all of these projects from conception stage, working with the E&Ps kind of on a more of a midstream type company is what Hillstone plays as, and then we help Hillstone bring all of those large infrastructure projects up to operations, and then we'll help with that as well.
A lot of expertise there. Grant Slick, General Manager of AE2S Operations. Thanks a bunch. Good chatting with you.
Thank you, Scott.
We're going to talk about pipeline monitoring, a high-tech way to monitor those in real time with Matt Odegaard from AE2S, their Industrial Division Manager, coming up a little later on as well. And don't forget, they have beverages, would you say? Is that the way to say it?
Correct. Yep. Cold beverages. Yep.
Cold beverages.
Yes.
Some water, some other things.
Yep.
Yeah, right here at the AE2S booth at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference campus at Williston Basin Petroleum Conference at the Bismarck Event Center. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, 800-228-0550 with your questions. So for our caller from Bismarck before the break, he doesn't like the lying lawyers. Where? I forget where they were.
The Department of Justice. What right. He's referring to is, you know, we're all familiar with the famous, you know, unilateral or executive order, amnesty order of the president's, familiar with the fact that the state of Texas and 25 of its closest state friends, including North Dakota, so for a total of 26, sued. And, of course, the House, filed an amicus brief with a number of my colleagues on this same topic, that a federal judge, throughout his amnesty overreach, he found in favor of the state, so that the appellate court upheld that, and it's, I think, you know, going to end up at the Supreme Court. But in the meantime, his amnesty overreach has been stayed, so he's not been able to implement it. What they found out, however, was that four Department of Justice attorneys lied during the case. And what they specifically lied about, at least one of the things that they specifically lied about, was they were asked directly, you know, when would this be implemented? They said it would, it might be a little fuzzy on some of these details, but they basically said it wasn't being implemented yet. It would be implemented at a certain date in the future, only to find out later that it had been implemented already on, something like 100,000 illegal immigrants. And at the time they said that it hadn't been. And so that's a direct lie.
There are some other things that, well, then they sort of set out to cover it up. DOJ, you know, ignored certain things. So this judge in Texas just wrote a scathing order that he can't disbar them, but they were all out-of-state judges. So he said they won't be practicing law in Texas for some time. In other words, they have to get a special, you know, approval to practice out of state or in a different state. And so anyway, that's what the caller is calling about. I mean, I think he asked me, what do I think about it? Well, I think about it like I thought about the issue in the first place. The president acted illegally in issuing the amnesty. The DOJ, who's supposed to uphold the interests of the United States, the people of the United States, not defend the president of the United States, acted inappropriately. And obviously these four judges are caught in the act of lying. And so it's really up to now to the Department of Justice to discipline beyond what's already happened. And we'll see. But my observation has been with this administration that they're more likely to be rewarded than to be disciplined, I suppose. But it's a pretty bad, it's pretty embarrassing. These kinds of things, Scott, they generally don't make it out into the public arena. This judge was clearly irritated to the point where he didn't just write an order for those involved in the litigation. He wrote an order and made it very public. And this is the same court, of course, Department of Justice, whose previous attorney general was held in contempt of Congress, and a contempt charge that was held up by the federal courts, and that didn't even get him to stop his behavior. So we're talking about obviously a rogue White House with a rogue DOJ, and it's disgusting. And thank God we're only a few months from an election.
Text asks, as a vet myself, I think the comment made comparing the VA to Disneyland is a disgrace and is representative of our commander-in-chief. More of a comment than a question, I guess, so I'll add the question because I, too, was just, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I mean, that's just so sick. It's unbelievable that would happen. What do you do about it?
So, well, first, it did spark outrage, obviously, in Congress throughout the Capitol. The comment, that you're obviously referring to was in a hearing. Where the VA secretary, Robert McDonald, actually referred to the lines at Disney World to the lines at the VA, and that Disney World doesn't rate itself based on how long the lines are. Why should we? I mean, it was that blatant and that disrespectful. And I can understand if he's trying to make some sort of illustration that might be comparable at some point where he brings it full circle. And his point, I guess, was that that's not the only measure of success or good service. As though all the other ones are good. I mean, mind you, as though all the other ones are
no,
fine.
Kidding. Hold that thought, if you would. Congressman Kramer will pick up on the other side of the break. Congressman Kevin Kramer, Talk Radio Town Hall. More after this. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
The unknown is everybody else. Even if you are the world's greatest driver and you do everything correctly, you can't control what the other several hundred thousand people in the state that have a driver's license do and the ones that are passing through. You can't control when you might be passing by, a drunk driver in the opposite lane. You can't control when somebody else is distracted driving and they decide to sideswipe you. Or the car in front of you slams on their brakes because a rabbit just ran out in front of them. And, you're looking down at your phone or grabbing something and so you don't see the brake lights come on. Next thing you know, your car is crunching the back of theirs and there's somebody that's hurt as a result. The point that I want everybody to remember is not driving distracted protects us from the unknown. It protects us from all of those unexpected things that happen every day that people don't plan for.
To learn more about distracted driving and training to help improve safety on the road, visit NDSC.org. That's NDSC.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Brought to you part today by one of our top 10 towns. We get across the great state of North Dakota often on What's On Your Mind. And one of those top 10 towns we love is Jamestown, North Dakota. Thanks to our friends at the Jamestown Chamber of Commerce and the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation that have brought us there. Last visit, out at the University of Jamestown, a lot of great things happened there. A lot of great leaders have come from there. Matter of fact, Monsignor James Shea, a product of the University of Jamestown. How about that? The president of the University of Murray. And our daughter's choir director and our son before her. Who is actually now coming to the University of Mary, too, Rebecca Rivers, an alumna. I could keep going down the list. UTC Aerospace Systems, Hugo's, Zimmerman's Furniture, Grizzly's Bar and Grill, Jamestown, North Dakota. It's happening, and we appreciate them very much. We're also brought to you today at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference by AE2S, and Matt Odegaard is the Industrial Division Manager here. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Scott?
Nice to see you. What's a SCADA?
SCADA, it's actually Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition, so encompasses a lot of different pieces, but mainly gets the data from field instrumentation into a viewable format that people can take action on.
To do what?
Control various infrastructure from pumps and pressure transmitters, along pipelines, treatment plants, various other industrial facilities.
What do you call that? There's a name for that in the technology world, right? Or it's that the data monitoring piece? Or, you know, the...
I guess I'm not sure what you're referring to. SCADA is a term we typically use. Encompasses whether the instrumentation and the computers and whatnot, the down to mobile devices where you can view that information. So.
And you really put your customers in a place where they just have everything at their fingertips to know what they need to know, and I would imagine a little less manpower when you have that amount of data, not having to go out and check that pump or check that particular piece of equipment, huh?
Oh, exactly. It saves a lot of miles on pickups in the area when you can pull all that information at your fingertips on... Right, like I said, right down to your mobile devices and iPads, and then also in control rooms and whatnot as well.
And where do you have these working? Everywhere?
Yeah, throughout the state, we have a lot of municipal clients that down to water plants and wastewater plants, that kind of thing. Rural water districts, that kind of So monitoring all kinds of different facilities, I guess. Anything that you want to monitor from afar.
What's your favorite story of where a customer's been helped with a product like this?
We've seen actually a lot of customers lately looking at our cloud-based offering that so they don't have to have the infrastructure, the computers and servers and all that kind of stuff. So that's been a pretty exciting development as of the last few years.
And how does it benefit them? Your favorite story on how they say, hey, Matt, if you hadn't done this for us, we wouldn't have been able to do, you know, I mean, what's the most tangible thing that it benefits them?
Oh, like I said, just a lot of it's saving miles on vehicles and that, you know, everybody...
more information, more data,
yeah,
and
exactly.
And not having to go out there checking. Very
interesting. Yeah.
Thank you, Matt.
No problem. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you as well. Matt Odegaard, Industrial Division Manager with AE2S, one of our fine sponsors today. They're here, so find their booth at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Quick programming note for a couple of our affiliates, AM 1100 The Flag, which is Red River Valley, AM 1090 KTGO, which is the Bakken. We will be broadcasting Franklin Graham's Decision America conversation today on the steps of the state capitol. 12 noon, Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, is in North Dakota. I think it's pretty darn cool, going to all 50 states, and he'll be there at noon today. I'm going to head over there right after the show at the state capitol grounds, and but we'll have that on those two stations. If you're a Rush fan and you go, hey, what happened to Rush? 550, the
there
mothership.
There you go.
550, the mothership, which can be heard in every nook and cranny of our great state and a half a dozen others. So can't go wrong there. Congressman Cramer, you want to finish on the VA thing and where we go from here?
Oh, I do, but I also want to put one more plug in for your top 10. The other famous alum from, there's a couple of them, but one in particular from Jamestown, who of course was former Majority Leader Dick Armey.
I didn't know that.
Jamestown.
I thought he was a UND grad. Did he get his undergrad?
Well, he got his master's degree at the University of North Dakota, but he got his undergraduate at Jamestown.
Dick, my favorite part of Dick Armey is every time you see him, you say, oh, another Nodak.
Yeah, that's right. That's
he loves that Nodak thing.
Yeah, we're so back to the VA Secretary Robert McDonald's comments, which was, I don't know how they couldn't be offensive. I mean, the difference, and he should know this, the difference in the line at Disney World is when it's too long, you don't die. You know, because he said, well, it's really, we really should be judged on the whole experience, not just the length of the line. Except that the VA long lines, people in long lines die. And anyway, so here's what's really crazy. And of course, a number of people have called on his resignation or his firing, at least for an apology. So today he issues a clarifying statement, mind you. Not an apology. He said, if my comments led any veterans to believe that I or the dedicated workforce I'm privileged to lead don't take that noble mission seriously, their mission, I deeply regret that, he said. I'll bet he does. Nothing could be further from the truth. Not I'm sorry. Not I really screwed up. Just if you misunderstood me, I'm sorry. If you misunderstood me, I regret that. That is arrogance. On top of arrogance, but it is so indicative of this administration. Yet one more time, you know, Department of Justice attorneys being disciplined by a judge, followed by VA secretary that thinks long lines at Disney World should be, or, you know, the same comparison to, or compared to his long lines that kill people.
It's unforgivable. What do you think about it? I mean, I'm just like, how can somebody say that? And then, like you say, okay. Maybe it just was a really poor choice of words or whatever. Clearly, you'd say, I am so sorry. You know, I never meant to say that. And the way that's worded is to go out of his way not to say he's sorry. He's twisting himself into knots not to say he's sorry.
Right.
You know?
Right.
No, how hard is that? Plus, when you start with that, if you felt this way, you might as well forget it anyway at that point, no matter what you're going to say. But, yeah, no, that's amazing. And for the people that are outraged, they'd love to see the guy go. You think this is a firing offense?
I think it dooms him because he'll never be effective. He has not that he has been, by the way. You know, he took over this thing as the savior, this thing being the VA as the savior, and he really hasn't improved a thing. And lines, in fact, wait lines have gotten longer, and so he, of course, he doesn't want to be judged on the wait lines. He wants to be judged on the whole experience. You know, it's like, really, really, how quickly you take care of somebody who's sick is part of the experience, you know. And so, It's really, I think it's tough for him to recover any dignity or integrity or respect at this point.
All right, Steve in Minneapolis, next for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall, 800-228-0550. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, I haul food out of Minneapolis up here to the oil field, so I come in every week. Mr. Cramer, I wish you were our representative in Minnesota. I have a teacher friend up here that's retired, and he was sick and in the hospital 2014. Anyway, he told me last night, I got $5,000 more I have to pay into Social Security that it wasn't taken care of when he was sick. My question to you is, Social Security, you earn that all your life, you build it up, and it doesn't make sense to me that you pay in, and then when it's time to get Social Security, you take it out, but you're paying it back to the government again.
No,
why don't they
yeah.
just figure out how much should go to a person? You shouldn't be paying taxes on Social Security. That kind of blew me away because I'm younger. I'm not there yet. But
yeah.
my friend that lives in Mandan, he told me that. I couldn't believe it.
So I
think
even,
about that.
Your particular example right now, it perplexes me a little. I'd have to either think more about it or somebody's going to have to explain it to me. I do not see how a teacher who's paid their whole life and now are on Social Security needs the benefit, pays into it $5,000 because they were short. I mean, Social Security is not a retirement program, as we know. It's a tax that you pay, and then you get a benefit at retirement. And whatever you paid in isn't enough for what, you know, that, which is why others, you know, it's part of the whole formula. But I'm perplexed by this example, so I'd have to look into it a little more to see. I'm sure somebody's got an explanation for it, but it sure escapes me right now.
Thank you. I really enjoy listening to you every week when I come up here, and I'm serious. I wish you were our representative because I think North Dakota is so lucky to have you. I love listening to you.
Thanks for the encouragement. I sure enjoyed it. I was at the Minnesota State Republican Convention on Saturday in Duluth. Spent the day up there, and boy, did I have fun with those Minnesota Republicans. I was there representing Mr. Trump. It was a great time.
Thank you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. Let's talk quickly about two things. One, the governor's race, and two, the Trump race you just mentioned. Firstly, on the Trump race, obviously there's some talk of him getting close now to losing the presumptive label because he'd have enough nominees committed for this. I know that's part of what happened in Minnesota, and I was surprised to see the stories about how well received that was and your message to them to say this is about, you know, the future of the country, and really made that message well. Is it resonating, and are we going to cross the finish line on the delegates needed with North Dakota, given what's looking to be a pretty significant change with the delegates' views here?
Yeah, you know, I don't know the math for sure, Scott, but I do know that they were very close. And after last night, I think there were 44 delegates at stake in Washington State. So it may very well be, but I don't know for sure, but it may very well be that we're within the number that would represent North Dakota, realizing they're all unbound legally, but they could certainly bind themselves and perhaps tip us over. So we'll probably know more about that tomorrow. It should be exciting.
On the governor's race, I'm amazed, and I guess it's a Bismarck thing, but you get here and it's all anybody talks about, is this race between our Attorney General Wayne Stengem and his Republican opponent, businessman Doug Burgum. It's unbelievable. I mean, maybe it is a Bismarck thing, but it's obviously a topic on the air from time to time, and you hear about it all over, but to be in Bismarck, it's a big deal. What's your take on where this race is at?
Well, I think there are a lot of undecided voters from what I pick up, and granted, I'm not there that much, so I don't. You know, I don't pick up the buzz you're probably picking up, but my sense from the people I do talk to is it really is up in the air, and that a lot of people are considering the options, and you know, a lot of undecided voters. That's why we have elections. There's no question. I hear so much about the Burgum TV ads. I guess that of all the things I hear the most about, it would be about that, about the TV ads and how professional they are and whatnot. So I hear a lot of stuff, but.
How about the radio ads?
Weeks,
don't forget
right?
the radio ads. Todd and I got to eat.
I hear the radio ads.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, we
I eat a lot, so.
Right, got the big boy thing going on.
I heard you guys don't charge enough for them.
You're right.
Yeah, true. That's true. We don't, especially on this show.
True.
More coming up from Bismarck. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm board member Troy Oglum of Northwood. With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices, conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading to the field. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around equipment. Avoid baggy clothes that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep. Don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. Keep rollover protection structures in place. If you have a tractor without one, get it installed today. And while you're at it, buckle your seatbelt. Discuss safety concerns with your children as you explain safe handling and operating procedures. Practice what you preach, and they will practice it too. Always remember to just stop and think. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Speaking of not eating, which Todd and I tend to do, because we love great pie, the best bacon on earth from our sponsor Cloverdale, and, you know, various other things. But if you care to, you know, ever drop by, what's the last thing somebody's dropped off, Todd? I'm trying to remember. Anyway, whatever it is, you dream it up. I still remember the peach pie that somebody, you know, we're getting to kind of, you know,
I still have
season.
A pie plate rolling around our K-Fire vehicle, and, right. And a standing order that any time
I'm wherever she is. I bring her the pie plate, she'll give me a new pie.
Exactly, but right. Well, anyway, we, Todd and I would not eat, and we would need all donated food to eat if we didn't have fine sponsors like our friends at MyPillow.
Exactly.
And all of the sponsors.
You can't eat the MyPillow, but it's a,
no,
a
that
third,
would work.
It's a third of the day, though, so it's
sort of
very
like
important.
Burning the furniture just wouldn't work, but we have that great 4-for-1 deal right now from MyPillow. It's a great
deal. You
can
see my furniture at my
10-year warranty. Work. Well, it would heat the home, trust me.
Exactly.
10-year warranty. Will not go flat. 60-night money-back guarantee. And it allows Todd and I to continue to eat when you buy one of these babies. And you get the best deal of any media entity on the planet Earth because they gave us and only us and our listeners an opportunity for this 4-for-1 deal. So 800-506-9028. It's a toll-free telephone number, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Father's Day is coming up. Can't think of a better gift than a better night's sleep right there. Today, Franklin Graham will be on the steps of the Capitol in about an hour. And I'm going to head over there as well. We will cover that live on AM 1100, the flag, and on AM 1090 in the Bakken. 550 will have its regularly scheduled programming. No worries there. So if you like Rush, you're on 550. If you're wanting to hear Franklin Graham, check that out over the noon hour today. We'll have that for you. Also, your Donald Trump questions. Today is the last day until 5 o'clock today. A question you'd like asked of Donald Trump. You dial this telephone number. You can email me, too, if you want, scott@flagfamily.com, but we love hearing it in your voice. scott@flagfamily.com or 855-200-1776, extension 1. Leave that message, and you'll have a chance at asking the question of Donald Trump. We'll be here tomorrow, 1 o'clock, before the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. If they were going to have any tickets available today, which would be a small number, they'd be at 11:30 today at the Bismarck Event Center. So if you're around the Event Center, 11:30 today or Ticketmaster.com, the remaining tickets will go on sale. But they're not even sure if they'll have any yet, and if they do, they'll be a very small amount. Today, our broadcast from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference has been brought to you in part by AE2S, and their business development director, Andrea Bowe, is here. Hello, Andrea.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
How's things at the booth?
Well, they're pretty busy. We have a pretty creative booth this year. I think people are enjoying it. And
we heard the creativity includes beverages.
It does include beverages, starting at about 3 o'clock today.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah, so it must be a water earlier, but after 3, any kind
right.
of beverage, yes.
Water, juice, yeah. After 3, it might change a little bit.
Exactly. Tell you what, myself included, I'm going to be at the AE2S booth after 3. A day like I'm having, I need to, yeah, anyway, pick a bad day to not stop by the AE2S booth. But anyway, you do many things. For AE2S, but one of the things you do is lead the communications shop, and that is where you provide a full-service marketing and public relations set of services for your clients.
Sure.
To do what? What do you do with that service?
Well, you know, you're right. I do wear many hats, but primarily it's communications practice leader with the marketing, PR, creative. And A2S created A2S Communications because we work with municipalities, counties, we do large infrastructure projects, and when you do infrastructure projects, there's always that public information engagement component of it, because if it's a water project, you have drinking water, you may be having to flush the system. If it's flood protection, there may be land buyouts or something like that. Whatever we do, when you have deal with public infrastructure, it always affects some part of the public or external stakeholders, as we may call them. And so it was really important for us to not only do the design and planning of the infrastructure, but also help our clients through that messaging and communication.
Yeah, really important for the public, right? Because they want to know what's happening.
They want to know, and it's to their benefit.
Yeah, and many of these places where you're doing these projects for, they're just not equipped with, communication staff and PR people to answer the questions and
right.
get them. So do you do it project by project? Do you do it just ongoing for different departments, or how do you do it?
we do all different things. You know, right now we're working with the city of Williston to put together a strategic communications plan for the city and its departments. Williston doesn't have a public information officer. They are looking for a city administrator right now, but they just don't have those functions in-house. And so it's helpful to them if we can plan out communications and messaging for each department and some of the things that are coming up for them, some big projects that the public should know about. And so right now we're doing communication planning for several clients, and then we provide some public information for WAS, which is the Western Area Water Supply Project, communications for the FM diversion project. So it can be project by project or kind of overall communications for a client.
Yeah, and the crisis communication, you don't know when a crisis is going to come, right?
You don't.
And so there's another good example. These folks can really help. AE2S, the booth here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, stop by and see them. Some great beverages all the time, even better ones after 3 o'clock. And, Andrea, thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, friends, we're out of time. Tomorrow, the Donald Trump preview and day 3 of our Williston Basin Petroleum Conference coverage coming to you from the Bismarck Event Center. We're counting down to the Trumpster. That's going to be something, folks. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products, their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home, and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA. 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.